let's get into some good news.
Isn't it about time for some good news with Lindsay?
Lindsay.
Jared Fogel has gotten very, very fat, and he's getting bitch slapped in prison.
Oh, that is good news.
That is lovely news.
I didn't expect this some good news, but that is good news.
I know that might sound mean, but I mean, come on. I do kind of feel bad in a way, but like he's depressed as hell. Apparently at the commissary, he spends his money on honey buns and eats boxes of them at a time. He's already gained 30 pounds, and you know how it goes in prison. Like, inmates do not have time or patience or any kind of sympathy for child molesters. Nope. So he is totally getting bitch slapped across the face. I guess he tried defending himself at one point, and some dude just boom, like, bitch slapped him, and he's just constantly made fun of and harassed.
Well, that you'd expect, I think, the prisoners like that. This is not the first time a child molester has been harassed in prison.
Right.
That's kind of like the standard MO. But the getting fat.
Oh, the irony.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just like him. Like some guys go to prison and they use that time because they got nothing else to do. They work out.
Right.
And they get leave
ripped.
Prison. Yeah. Looking like chiseled stone.
No.
But Jared has gone to prison. He's used that time to get incredibly soft.
Yes.
Caged heat. It's just he and the prison commissary there. And it's going to be a battle. I'm going to take down all of you tiny powdered donuts before I'm done with my time here. It's on.
Chain gang of powdered donuts.
You really got to love it in the sense that, look, sometimes life screws up and it gives bad people really good breaks.
Right.
He had a really good break.
He did.
With his Subway deal. Mm-hmm. And then karma came around and I'm not going to say it's pounding him in the butt, but it's pounding him in the butt.
All right.
And that's good news.
Yes, I say.
And that's the good news. Okay. Smiley winky face.